are back for the second half of Prepare for Freedom. We were talking about losing our minds on the last half of the show, and we lost our phone connection temporarily for the second half of the show. We got it back just in time. Let's hope that's not a bad omen. I think maybe it's a good omen, because we're going to talk with a lady who's going to help us keep from losing it. And so let me just introduce our guest to you. She is a very special lady that I'm delighted to bring on her on our show. Her name is Chrissy Smith, or Chrissy Ann Smith. She's a widely recognized expert and authority in the self-development field. Her specialty is helping people eliminate their fears, self-limiting beliefs, self-sabotaging behaviors, fear of rejection, and unworthiness issues that are preventing them from achieving their dreams and living the life they want. She's got a load of credentials, but just briefly, she's a success coach, certified neuro-linguistic programming practitioner, and certified clinical hypnotherapist. She'll tell you more about her training as it applies to what she's doing, but she has been endorsed by many physicians, psychiatrists, and clients alike, been quoted in the New York Times, USA Today, U.S. News & World Report, wow, Self Magazine, and The Guardian. She was a stroke hero for the American Stroke Association, and she's an expert contributing author for selfgrowth.com and has been on national syndicated radio shows and is now hosting her own radio show. And I would like to introduce you to Chrissy Smith. Hello, Chrissy.
Hello, Sharon. I'm so happy to be here. I am just thrilled. You have a great show. I was listening, you know, part of the earlier show. I thought that was fantastic. Very good advice.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. But now I need some advice.
Okay.
My producer called me a two-cent producer. Do you think you can help me out here? I need some help here.
That's funny. That's funny. Let me talk aboard. Oh, thank you so much, and I'm hoping I can, you know, be of some service to all your listeners. I know that everybody's got issues in their past. You don't grow up without having issues. Life is lived, really, it's all by degrees. You know, you always have degrees. It's either a degree of regret. Everything's always in degrees. Some people have more issues than others, but everybody's got a little bit of something. And everybody grows up with those same issues.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Hey, I got a little question for you. Can you tell us a little bit about your background? I heard you got quite a story.
Yeah, I grew up with a very abusive mother. She's really like Freddy Krueger with an apron. And, you know, it's still Freddy Krueger. You can put an apron on Freddy Krueger, but you still got Freddy Krueger. So naturally, you grow up with a lot of unworthiness issues, and you feel unloved. And, you know, as you go through life, those issues just don't go away. People tend to push them underneath the surface. But you really got to get those issues and resolve them. And with today, with the technology we have today, years ago, you know, they used to tell you, oh, you got to go through therapy and cry your eyes out, you know, and it'll take you a long time. That's no longer true. You can effectively deal with issues from your past in a very short period of time. You know, it took me forever, and I always used to wonder why I was different. You know, and people who have unworthiness issues, low self-esteem or whatever, you tend to put on the reverse act. In other words, you tend to go about, you know, giving everybody the air that you're super confident, when inside you're the only one that knows that it's not true. And that's actually doing damage as well. So the thing is to get them resolved so that you can live the life that you want to and just, you know, go on and be free, being the person that you were meant to be without being held back by your past.
Chrissy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I understand that you're a lady on a mission. Would you tell us about that is?
Well, as I said, I had a really bad childhood. And my hope is, you know, to help other people overcome it. Because if we all work as a group, America really needs everybody at this time to step up. That's why your show is also so very important. You're helping people step up to the plate. people need to step up, not just for the economy, but for themselves, for their family. With the economy the way it is, people are going to have to step up and out of their comfort zone. I don't want other people. My gosh, I finally got a clue as to what was happening with my life at the age of 47 when I had a stroke. So
right.
I don't want it to take that long for other people. You know, together, if we all pull together, we can help each other make a shift in a shorter period of time. And that's what I'm about.
It sounds like you really got your thoughts together on that one and all. Why do you think it's so important to break free from your past by cleaning up your past issues?
Yeah, it affects your past. Unless you get it cleared up, it's going to affect your present day. You're not going to be as effective as you want to be in most situations, like people that are in sales. If they have unworthiness issues or low self-esteem, whatever, they're not going to make that many sales calls like they normally would. They're not going to be as effective in their life. If they have issues of being unlovable, people that tend to have feelings of being unlovable will seek out partners that aren't the healthiest for them. So
boy, that happens a lot, yes.
Yes, yes. And that comes from feeling unlovable. You seek somebody that's going to help prove to you that you are unlovable. So it's kind of work in the reverse. It does exactly what you don't want it to do. Because all those issues are held in the subconscious. Your subconscious is really a tape player. You've got good tapes and bad tapes in there. And you keep going, trying to match up those bad tapes throughout your whole life without even knowing it, so you're sabotaging yourself. The thing is to get those tapes cleared up. When you look at your mind, you got to look at it as a garden. You know, in a garden, you're always going to have weeds. You got to pull the weeds out continuously, and you got to be on the lookout for them. So, you know, if the mind is the same thing, you've got weeds in there, we need to pull them out so you can move on and have the garden of your dreams. And, you know, it can be done.
And as I understand it, Chrissy, our mental health depends on our doing this. Unfortunately,
oh, yeah.
Many people try to drown their past in drugs or alcohol or whatever, not understanding that this thing we call an issue is actually a real thing. It's something that operates in our minds and in our bodies. If I may, I don't want to throw you off track here, but
no, go ahead.
I want just to bring something up, considering some of the people that are likely in our listening audience. You know, the word issue is not just some word that's come out of modern-day psychiatry or New Age or wherever you want to put it. The word issue actually is right in the Bible. And I'm thinking of the woman who had the issue of blood for several years, and she'd been to all the doctors and everywhere to try and cure it, and they couldn't do it. And that issue was something that would not go away on its own without someone who knew how to take care of it. And, of course, that person, that great person, was Jesus Christ. And she was able to touch the hem of his garment. That was a thought that she had, that
mm-hmm.
when she touched the hem of his garment, that issue was healed. So I was just pointing that out so people understand that issues are not just some made-up term. It actually appears in the Bible, and Christ way back then was aware that there were such things, and he did a lot to help people clear up these issues. Not meaning to take away any of your thunder, Chrissy, I just wanted to bring that out
no,
just so people would understand that, what it is that you're talking about here. Go ahead, carry on.
Right,
doing
right.
Great.
We are human beings, and I think what happens in today's society, like you said, we live in a society of addictions. Besides the drugs, there's the food. The alcohol, people do so much to drown out what they're thinking. The TV. The TV's, one of the primary sources of addiction. People use that so they don't listen to their mind. And I think it's really important to sit down and listen to your mind, find out what's going on, because you are communicating with yourself 100% of the time. So
my
you're
mind's
really,
always on vacation. That's
you're
right
on vacation.
That. My mind's always on vacation.
I thought you sold it on eBay.
I did.
That's too funny.
Oh,
I'm not even going to ask you what the closing bid was.
I thought you brought up the part about the television, too, Chrissy. I didn't mean to stomp over you there.
No, no. No, it's true. You know, there's you can, you know, I watch TV. My goodness, you know, I'm one of the ones. But I don't turn the TV on till 9 o'clock. And I think people can start cutting it out little by little because you do get addicted to it. People are so afraid to be in tune with themselves. And they wonder what's going on in their life. Well, of course, they're not aware of what's going on. They're not listening to themselves. If you sit and you just stay quiet and listen to what you're saying to yourself, I think that's really important. And you can get a grasp of what you're saying and turn it around. For example, in the way of affirmations, you know, with The Secret and everything that came out, everybody's gung-ho on affirmations. And I'm a big one for affirmations and positive thinking, but it has to be an inside job. You can't just say one thing and inside you're thinking something else. It used to be when The Secret came out, everybody would stand in front of the mirror and say, I make $100,000 per year, I make $100,000 per year. Well, inside, if subconsciously they're saying, if, you know, their subconscious is saying, you got to be kidding me.
Right.
You know, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. We have to work and get rid of the negative issues, find out what you're saying to yourself and turn it around so that you can use empowering statements. People tend to beat themselves up a lot subconsciously, and little by little it does affect their lives. So it's important to listen to yourself. I can't express that enough. I have a three-step system, and, you know, I'd like to tell your listeners what it is so that they can, you know, start working on it right away. First of all, you got to recognize what you're saying to yourself. I think that's important. Sit in the quiet and find out just what you're saying to yourself. Everything that is happening to you in your life, you are talking to yourself. You're analyzing it, and you are talking it to yourself. Second step, you got to remove it. Pull out the weeds. You got to get rid of it. Third, you got to replace it. You have to replace it with empowering statements. For some reason, people will view an event, and instead of taking an empowering point of view, they look at an event and twist it differently so that it's in disempowering you. Well, you can really look at an event, and instead of filtering it to where it's not aiding you, you can have an empowering point of view. And, you know, I'm hoping that's helpful.
It is. It makes a lot of sense, and I believe a lot of it. It'll make a lot of people, help them out a lot. And that's what, like I told in our first half hour, go to your, what I say, your
happy place.
You know, go
exactly.
There. Give your mind a break and everything.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Chrissy, there's one word I heard you use or saw you use. I might have read it rather than heard it. But you mentioned about making a mind shift. And I thought that word was so cool that I thought I'd name our show after it this week. In other words, we're going to shift it in gear. What are we shifting our mind? Would you tell us what you mean about a mind shift and what experience you had with that?
Oh, absolutely. A mind shift is where you can look at an event from a different point of view. When you experience reality, you're not really seeing reality. You're seeing it through all these filters that you've built up since you were a child. So you're not really looking at the event as it is, you're seeing it through a bunch of filters. And instead of looking at it through filters, why don't you look at it as a positive thing? Change your point of view. Do a mind shift. Just look, you know, what is positive about this event? You remember events by the feelings you have associated to it. Okay? Everything throughout your life has just been an event. That's it. It's a fact. Like, let's take with my mother. She used to beat me up. That's a fact. It's just a fact. Once you put the feelings behind it, you've given it power. One of the quickest ways to get over, you know, all the trauma, if you've had trauma in your past, is to disassociate your feelings from it. Do a mind shift. Separate the fact from the feelings. And things become, it's easier for people. You know, you're always going to have pain in life. You know, you can't be so gung-ho to say, oh, bad things aren't going to happen. Well, that's poop. bad things are going to happen to you. You know, it's how you look at it, and how you look at it is determined by your feelings. Choose positive feelings for yourself. You can make a choice. Suffering is a choice. Choose not to suffer. Choose to look at things as just an event. Okay, something bad happened. What do we do now? How can we get it fixed? People tend to internalize, you know, they may lose their job or whatever. Yes, it was a bad thing that happened. But what can you get from it? What can you learn? You know, and move on.
Good point.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying, because I want to put this in a little bit different frame of reference for a moment. Here again, for the sake of some of our listeners, we have a common saying that we kind of pass around, and sometimes we don't pay as much attention to it as we should. The statement or the question is, what would Jesus do? Okay, you get somebody in a particular situation that they're thinking about doing, or they're thinking of doing drugs or whatever, or they're getting ready to do it, and we try to ask them to say to themselves, what would Jesus do? Now, I'm not really wanting to bring religion into this too much, but I'm thinking that there is wisdom in that, in the sense that when you are allowing yourself to think, what would Jesus do, or however you do it, you're inviting your mind to shift out of its personal self-pity standpoint for a minute and take the point of view
there
of another
go.
Person. Okay, that's what
there
I thought you,
go. You
were saying. Okay,
there
if
you go.
If you're looking at it from where Jesus is looking at it, what are you seeing, and then what would you do about it if you were looking at it from Jesus' point of view? That's where I was getting at with it. I thought that was what you were saying about the mind
yes,
shift.
Yes, exactly. Take the feelings away from the event. You know, if bad things are happening, don't reach for the drugs. That's like you said, it's in your pity party. You're reaching for something that's not going to help you. Reach for things that will help you. You can make a conscious choice. Bad things happen to everybody. People tend to think, oh, you know, this bad thing happened to me. Oh, poop, it happens to everybody. Everybody goes through life with pain. It's just a part of life.
A
you know,
lot of people
it's how... Mm-hmm. Go ahead,
Go
Billy
ahead.
Bob.
It's just, you know, people like to take the easy way out, too, in a lot of ways, what you're saying. If I'm understanding you, like you're saying.
Right, because they associate bad feelings to it. Once you start, you know, you can associate good feelings. Let's say somebody loses their job. They can, A, either make a choice to go out and drink, or B, so what have I learned from this job? What can we look forward to? Can I be creative? Can I start a new job? Maybe this is the perfect opportunity. Let me explain it to you this way. Let's say you have a family. You have two sons with a very abusive alcoholic dad. One son grows up to be a drug addict. The other one grows up to be a policeman. How do you explain that?
Well, one of them took the high road and one took the low road.
Because of the feelings they associated to it. One thought, oh, my God, I'm a... you know, no good person that my dad's beating on me. The other one associated the feelings. Wow, I'm going to learn from this, and I'm going to help other children and help other people.
That's where I think people got to make up their, like you said, make up their own mind which way they want to go in life. God gave us a mind to think and solve problems with his help, too. But he also gave us common sense, too, to say, hey, you know, like you said, everybody has... things happen to them bad. But take the bad and turn it into something good.
Yeah,
that's
and
right.
That's something you can train the mind to do, right, Chrissy? You can actually
right. You can
brain
shift
train it.
Actually
yeah.
the mind.
Yeah.
Sit down. What I tell, you know, all my clients is sit down, write it out. Take the feelings away from it. You know, put whatever the event was on a paper. Put one column and label it facts. The other one is the feelings. And just write down the facts without the feelings associated to it till you realize and you can get it to the point where it's just a fact. Then you can look at it as just a fact and make a smart choice. Once you associate bad feelings to it, you're going to remember that event by the feelings. take the feelings out. Let's just look at what happened. Let's look at the event. And for God's sakes, I always say be good to yourself. Think, you know, the choices you make. Is that going to be good for me? You know, that's really important. Is doing drugs, alcohol, or whatever going to be good for me? Why, no. You know, a 13-year-old can tell you that. No, so let's make a good choice. You know, it's all about making good choices. God gave you mind and the power to choose. And with that, you can choose. It's a whole spectrum. Life is lived in degrees, and there's whole spectrums. Choose the one that's going to be empowering for you and that will help you in your life. Is that making it any easier?
Oh, yeah, it makes a lot easier, and you have really brought up a lot of great things. I got a brief question for you. I just want to make it real brief and off because our time is running short here.
Mm-hmm.
But what would be the most important thing you would like to share with our audience today?
One they can take away with them.
Yeah, something that they can think about while they're at work or driving down the road or doing something that would actually maybe change their life around a little bit, just to think about something good and positive.
Choose empowering viewpoints. You know, choose for yourself. You don't realize it, but everything in your life, you're choosing your point of view. Why not choose for yourself? You got to be your own cheerleader. You got to believe in yourself. You got to be your own cheerleader. People choose to beat themselves up mentally. No, choose to be your own cheerleader. You are a valuable person, and the world needs each and every person. Otherwise, you would not be here.
Amen to that.
Let's get real. Everybody is needed. Everybody is a big part of the puzzle. So we need every little piece. And, yes, choose empowering point of view. When
choose
something
to be
happens,
your own cheerleader, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Come on, root for yourself. You know, that explains why some people can be so successful and there's degrees. Because they're choosing to be their cheerleader. And, I mean, you've heard all these millionaires on TV and radio. My gosh, their egos. Because they're their biggest cheerleader, right?
Right.
They don't need anybody else to root for them. My gosh. They have like their own band and everything going on in their head.
Oh, boy, that's a whole show in itself, talking about people with big egos. Well, Sam, Chrissy, I want to give you just a few minutes. I understand you have a special offer for our listeners that you would like to share with us. Would you please tell us what that is briefly?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. If you will tell your listeners to go to the website freetosucceedoffer.com, I have a 7-week course that will take them through all the steps to get rid of all that past garbage. In fact, they can now get it at one time, and I work with them throughout the whole time. It's not like, oh, here, you have this e-book or whatever, be gone. No, I'm emailing them. They can email me their issues. We're going to get it cleared up. That's my commitment. And with that, they're getting a free CD. It's a self-hypnosis that's going to embed positive commands into their subconscious. Again, that's freetosucceedoffer.com. It's just $37. I priced it to where it's affordable. On the CD, all they have to do is pay for the shipping and handling, and they can choose not to get it. You know, for some people, $37 is it, you know, so they can choose just to get the course. But the most important thing is that I'm going to be with them, working through all the steps with them. It's, you know, for the people that have abuse in their lives that are currently going through abuse. You know, they're just not going to be, say, here's the money, and they're gone. No, it's a commitment I have made, you know, to be and stay with them till we get it cleared up and we can see them through to the other side. We're going to get rid of all those belief killers. Yeah, it's a commitment. You know, I sit here all day and I answer emails about some very horrible things that are happening in people's lives. They're not the only ones. It's so important what you do because they're not alone. They're not the only ones, and people need somebody to believe in them. And it's important what you and Billy Bob do, because you show them that you believe in them. And a lot of times that's enough to help somebody reach out for help. And that's the first step. You know, hold out your hand, reach out for help, help them and believe in them, and that gets people through you wouldn't believe. But I am committed to helping them.
You're doing great. We really appreciate that you're doing.
I hear the music.
You hear the music?
You still got a few minutes now.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, good. Thank you. And if I can help anybody, they can email me at dramaticlifechanges@gmail.com.
That's
I'm
dramatic
here.
Life changes?
At gmail.com. Okay. I'm at the computer. They can email me any questions, whatever it is they have. I'll be happy to help them. No, there's no charges. There's nothing. I'm here to help them. You know, that's part of my commitment. And I hope
Thanks
I've been
again.
Of some help.
Thanks,
you guys
Christy.
Are
this
wonderful.
Been great.
You
yes.
do really good work.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
I got one thing to say to you before you leave and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing a wonderful job. I appreciate you coming on the show, and it was a wonderful thing and all. You did a great thing, and I'm glad you came on our show. And we invite you to come on back anytime you want to. And
well, thank
talk
you
about
so
anything
much.
You else you
that
want.
Would be my pleasure. And if I can thank help or if you have callers or anybody that needs to talk, you let me know. I'm there jiggy on the spot, okay?
Okay, everybody needs a little help. I gotta
That's
put,
right.
I got to quit watching my cartoons.
Yes, Billy Bob. Hello.
Hey, my cartoons is my happy time.
Yeah, that is
right. Your happy times.
That's my happy place.
Okay, that's too funny. All right, well,
okay.
Thank you so much, and God bless both of you. Thank you for the
thank
great
you,
work you
God
do.
God bless you, too.
About time to go, Billy Bob.
Oh, man, it just went by too fast. Too fast. I can't believe it. Time had gone and came and gone. But people, I hope you all listeners out there, I hope you have a great show. We had some fun with this in a little way. I hope everything, all the information was very helpful. Chrissy has a, give her a call, email her. She gave you the address and all. If you have any kind of help like that, just give her a holler. We all need help now and then. But don't let it bother you. Look forward. Go straight ahead. God bless you. Have a great day.
And remember, it's never too late to prepare for freedom.